Warning, do not listen to this podcast if hearing about freedom and liberty is not legal for you in your community. And if so, you should immediately move to a hipper community.
Welcome to the Freedom Fiends Podcast, a weekly web lab where Michael W. Dean and Nima Vedati cover the punk rockinist, hip-hopinist current events, as well as timeless universal truths about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, because there's no such thing as half-free. The Freedom Fiends Podcast, available from freedomfiends.com. That's freedomfiends.com.
Freedom Fiends is proudly syndicated by Alterati.com and the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Welcome to the Vaporsmith's Freedom Hour with Freedom Fiends, Michael W. Dean.
Broadcasting from my windowless bunker.
And Nima Vedati.
Go, go, Freedom Fiends!
So what I'm doing is I'm testing, it's too quiet. Okay, too quiet. How's this now? Is this better? Is this better? Cat fur? You have the speakers all the way up. Okay, I turn it up. There's a little delay between me speaking and y'all hearing it. Let's see. All right, okay. Had to refresh. Ah, you had to refresh. Okay. All right. So David, can you, is the volume okay there, David? Hello. Here we are at station WFEEN. All right. So what I'm doing here is I'm doing an experiment. Couldn't get a hold of Nima. I'm doing an experiment.
Fiend phone.
Ah, excellent.
Fiend phone.
We have a fiend phone.
Fiend phone. Fiend phone.
Hello, fiend. You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Matthew calling. I can't listen on my iPad. It's not loading it up, but I figured I'd just give it a call and see how you guys sounded.
Yeah, we're sounding good. If anybody else can hear this and is on the Facebooks, let me know how the caller sounds, if it's all good. What we're doing here is an experiment in webcasting. You know, there's a lot of sites out there where people can, set up an account and do, like, web radio shows, but they always add their own ads, and the audio quality is always crappy, and there's always a big signal-to-noise ratio of all the other idiots on there, including, you know, in addition to the idiot who's speaking, which is me. So what I'm doing is I'm webcasting on my own setup without that, and I just wanted to see how it works.
Well, you sound great on the phone. I just is it compatible with Apple products or?
Not
getting the phone. Load it all on my.
Well, I don't know. Let me see. If you go to the Freedom Fiend site. The link that I posted to listen on my end comes up with a little player, but then under it, there's little options, and one is Windows.
Yeah, I've got four options.
Yeah, QuickTime, second one from the left. That should work on Apple.
Yep.
See if that works. Although, you'll get feedback between the delay between us talking and what people are hearing if you have it on while you're talking through the phone.
Right, yeah. Just like a regular radio.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, but it's not even loading up right now.
Okay.
Not at all.
There's a link on the Freedom Fiend site called Streaming Audio, and there's a page on there that has some other options for listening. The link for
normally I can stream you good.
When you're listening, when on the LRN live show, you
well,
mean?
Well, usually I do the LRN live show. This is second time. Usually I do the LRN live show. But I've been able to stream it, you know, off your site before too, where it's just got the pre-recorded stuff.
Yeah, but that's a different server than this. This is our streaming server, which is usually 24/7 loop of previous casts. But the experiment I'm trying today is speaking live on it.
Being live?
Speaking live, yeah.
Yeah, no, but should I go on the Freedom Fiend?
Yeah, go on the Freedom Fiend site, and there's a streaming audio link at the top.
Yep.
And there's a bunch of options on there, and I think there's one that works for iPad. I don't have an iPad, so I don't know, but I think someone said one of those options on there, they got it to work for iPad. Streaming audio.
For computer.
What's that?
Try that one. They got one for street for iPhone or computer, so we'll try that one.
Yeah.
They got one for street for iPhone or computer. There we go.
Okay. Someone said caller slightly too loud now. I'm turning the caller down. Let's see.
Yeah, there.
All right. How's the call? Hey, I'm going to take another caller and have you call back in a little while if you want. We're still trying to figure out all the stuff. Let me write to me on Facebook and let me know if you got it working, all right?
All right.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, brother.
Yep.
All right. The call lines are open here on KFEN. If someone wants to call in for this grand experiment, the call-in number is 307-215-5171. Again, that number is 307-215-5171. Who's going to call in the Fiend experimental line? I mean, we can actually talk about things. I'm just trying to set the levels here for everybody. But if we got a caller, if Debbie or Derek or anyone else listening wants to call in here at WFEEN, the software utility we're using to broadcast is it's a combination of things. I actually have two computers set up, and then I'm listening on or looking at Facebook on a third computer. The two that I have set up, one is running Mumble, which is how I'm recording. And if Nima were here, that's how I'd be talking to Nima. And I have Skype on another computer running into a mixer. And that's how I'm receiving phone calls. I have a Skype phone number. And I have an interesting utility called BUT, which stands for Broadcast Using This Tool. That's BUT. And it's a freeware program. You can get it on sourceforge.net. And but, you know, it has to work in conjunction with a streaming account. I have a streaming account at Voscast, which is, I don't know what it is a month. It's about $200 a year. And it's how we do the 24/7 streaming Fiends feed, which is, you know, generally just a random loop of all of our
Fiend phone.
Episodes.
Fiend phone.
We got a Fiend phone.
Fiend phone.
Hello, Fiend. Who's this?
Hey, Michael, it's David from Ohio.
Hey, David from Ohio. I am excellent. Were you listening to the Fiend feed?
Yeah, I was. I turned it off because, you know, obviously I'm not going to be able to be streaming it while I'm talking.
Right.
But, like, is there feedback from others? Do we sound all right? Because what I noticed was, like, the caller's level was very different from yours. It was either too high or too quiet.
Yeah.
You know, and because I'm not listening to it in real time, I imagine, so it's hard to.
It's about a 20-second delay, and that's just basically what the system does, the broadcast system does, to buffer it so people don't lose. It varies. It depends on your connection, but it's somewhere between, like, you know, 8 seconds and probably 30 seconds. But if anyone's listening now and can type on the Facebooks how the volume level is between the caller and the host right now, we'd love to hear it. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm doing a
test. Come on, Debbie.
You going to get a kid on there talking?
No. I meant Debbie, the other person that was, you know, that was on our feed here.
Yeah.
Comment stream.
There are actually 5 people on the stream right now. I can see the stats and don't know who they are or where they are. I know Debbie's one of them. If Debbie wants to...
The other ones are probably from South America or, you know, having a run from their drug charges or whatever.
Did you hear that episode?
Yeah, absolutely. That was fantastic.
Seems to be a popular one. Yeah. I still go back to, like, the way that I ended up even knowing who that guy was I told the story in there. It was, there were some commie anarchists who were on a coffee shop somewhere and they didn't let a cop in and they made local news and went on TV and got a lot of crap for it. So, I don't know why I'm censoring myself. This is not anything covered by FCC broadcast.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's an unconscious habit.
Yeah. 'Cause the Fiends Live is on four radio stations, so I have to try really hard not to cuss. But yeah, Jim saw that news article about the commies keeping the cop out of there, and he said, "I hate commies, but I hate cops more. Go, commie, go." And I was just like, the funniest thing I'd heard in months.
Yeah.
So do you have
we don't seem to have any other, you know, any people commenting anymore. Oh, there's somebody.
What'd they say? Caller? Sounds great.
Both you.
Good. Good. That's excellent. So now that we've worked out the bugs, do you have any questions or comments today?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I basically called in just to help you, you know, set everything up. I didn't have anything in particular in mind. I was listening to that, you know, that gumbo today, I was just walking through the grocery store, you know, and as I'm listening, I'm like looking at other people around, and I'm like, you know, these people, if they knew, you know, half of what was going into my ears right now, I mean, I'm sure that they would be like horrified, and you know, a few might be intrigued, but you know, it's just kind of funny. It's sometimes it's like this secret world that we kind of inhabit, even though it's right out there in the open. I mean, I basically don't censor myself on Facebook hardly at all. You know, I try not to be too mean to people, but you know, anybody that comes onto my stream knows exactly what I think about the government or, you know, religion or any of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's pretty cool that we have that kind of community. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you and I have never met. We've never even, you know, been within 1,000 miles of each other, most likely. And, but I, you know, there's a sense of community with all these people that I've never actually met.
Yeah. Yep. It's, I know the feeling of walking around listening to something that someone would think is subversive. I mean, I used to have that when I'd walk around listening to the Kink podcast I did with my wife like 6 years ago. You know, like I'd go grocery shopping and help her carry stuff, and I'd be in the grocery store with headphones on listening to that and be like, oh my. And I have the same thing now when I'm walking down the street listening to, you know, any of the podcasts on LRN. There's a Bob Dylan line it kind of reminds me of. It's, if my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in the guillotine.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know, I do, sometimes I have that thought of, you know, is there sometime going to come a point where, you know, we will have to go completely underground and be...
And use carrier, you know, pigeons to communicate?
Exactly. You know, and I think that's... I don't know. I guess it's possible. There's certainly no law of physics being violated that I can think of. But it's a, you know, I think it's part of it's a fear thing, as well as, you know, I mean, I think it makes some sense to kind of be cautious with the people around you. You know, I certainly don't bring this shit up at work, you know, although I used to, that's something that I learned, you know, hard lessons over the years, not to, you know, kind of not to piss off the herd, you know?
Well, you know, that's one reason I encourage people to use, you know, encryption on the internet. I mean, I know it's kind of hard and it takes a little more loops to jump through. Hey, hang on a sec. Hey, Nima, it's Michael Dean. What are you doing? Where are you? Okay. I'm doing a mumble broadcast experiment. I want to know if you want to jump in on it or call in on it. I have like 5 fiends on here and I'm testing butt. Yeah, you want to call in? Hang on a sec. Hey, caller, I'm going to have to let you go. Nima's going to call in. Cool?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds Bye-bye. Good, man.
Cool. Bye.
Thanks. Take care.
Okay, Nima, it's, let's see, 307-215-5171. It's it's the normal call-in number, 307-215-5171. All right. Cool, man. Bye. Nima is going to call in. I got a hold of Nima. All right. Excellent. Here we are on station WMUM, the mumble in Casper, Wyoming.
Fiend phone. Fiend phone.
Hey, Nima, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Mr. Dean?
I'm testing out Butt. I posted on, I looked for you. I couldn't find you. I posted on Facebook. I got like five fiends listening on the streaming feed, and I am testing Butt for a, and I'm recording on the Mumble, and I'm testing for a blog post I'm going to do on how to set up your own streaming server.
Awesome. How's Butt working out for you?
I'm digging the Butt, and I think Wednesday we should do a live Fiends on our streaming server and then record it, but make it our regular Wednesday Fiends. What do you think?
Yes. I got that email. I'm 100% on board with that.
Yeah.
I think we should start pimping this new ability.
Yeah.
And we can do like live stuff anytime we want.
I mean,
that's amazing.
Yeah. When there's breaking news. I mean, I was thinking about it the other morning when, you know, I mean, I was up when that shooting happened or when they announced it at like 4 a.m. Mountain Time. And, you know, I was up typing furiously on Facebook for hours. I would have rather have been talking furiously with other people and then releasing it, you know? We could have done
that.
Yeah.
Just do live commentary. Because I've always felt that way with libertarian media. Like, something like that happens and all you have is CNN, I'd rather be able to like listen to, you know, libertarian people talk about it than some blonde bimbo on the news.
Yeah. I'm a blonde bimbo.
I suppose. Your hair isn't, you didn't spend as much on your hair as they do though.
No, but there is a new
super, much more down to earth.
There is a new Supercuts in Wyoming and I'm going to check it out because I don't like going all the way across town to the West Side Walmart parking lot to, you know what I don't like? I like their haircuts, but I don't like their magazine selection. I mean, basically all they have is like haircut books from the 80s and that's all they have to look at.
Yeah. I cut my own hair now. I used to get my hair cut for free when I worked at the news stations, but I got so used to not paying for haircuts, it kind of feels silly to do it now. So I just pull out the clippers and give myself a fade.
Yeah, a fade.
Fade. Yeah, I got a Cadillac now. I have to have a fade. More braids.
Are you blasting hip-hop in it?
No, the damn radio doesn't work. We got to fix that.
Yeah.
I want to fix the radio, but I don't want to install a new radio because the radio in it is so cool. It's got slider EQ.
Ooh.
So instead of having like EQ where you press, you know, how you want the EQ curve, you actually flip sliders up and down.
That sounds very, very 70s. Is it from the 70s?
No, it's early 90s.
You know, my mom had Cadillacs exclusively, and, you know, that sounds like, oh, she must have been rich, but it was like she'd buy them new and keep them for like 12 years and then trade them in and get a new one. And
yeah,
a Cadillac saved her life once. She got T-boned by a pickup truck going like 55 or 60 in this. Well, I was probably going like 40, but it was in the winter on ice and it just couldn't stop. She and the mechanic and the tow truck or the mechanic, the tow truck driver and like everybody who was involved, you know, with cleaning it up was like, you would have been dead if you were in a compact car.
Yeah.
You know, the Cadillac was totaled. It didn't hit her side. It hit the passenger side and she was driving alone.
She just walked away, huh?
Yeah. She walked away and they took the Cadillac and crushed it into a cube. You know, it was like that totaled.
Wow.
But it saved your life.
Yeah, this thing is fucking gigantic. It's a Sedan DeVille. It's parked right now next to Jessica's aunt's minivan.
Yeah.
Which is like a Dodge Caravan or something. And it's got like a good 2-3 feet in length on the minivan. And it's a car. But it's like 3 feet longer than this minivan. It's probably just as wide, too. And it's like all metal. It's like hard metal.
So there are 7 people listening to us right now. I feel great. I feel like we just invented the telephone and I'm going like, Watson, come here. I need you because, you know, I love LRN and I don't ever want to stop doing LRN, but it's like, I like having not depending on something and I like having our own thing. You know, there's a lot of like, you know, you can sign up to some sites and set up an account and do streaming, but they put their own ads on it and the sound quality isn't as good. And this is like our own real radio station. I mean, I hate to be so excited about something, but it's like, it's exciting. And I had to set up like 4 things. Like I've got 3 computers running, one just to look at comments on, but I've got like the Skype one set up, then I've got the one other one with Mumble recording, and then it's got Butt broadcast using this tool, but and but is
yeah, but, I love
but
is amazing.
But is hooked up to our streaming server, which yeah, I think we should start doing this more often and maybe start doing some Wednesday call-in shows. I think this Wednesday we should pick a time ahead of time instead of I'll just wake up and tell you when we're going to record. What do you think Wednesday night would be good for you, or afternoon or evening?
We wanted to do Tuesday.
Tuesday.
This coming week.
Right. What time?
So we can do Tuesday morning.
Let's do Tuesday afternoon or night. Or is that not good
anytime.
For you?
Anytime. Your schedule is the one that fluctuates more than mine now, probably. And I'll just keep all of Tuesday. I'll just, if you tell me what time you want now, we'll do it that time.
Let's do 5 p.m. my time when Tuesday.
Okay.
And then I can start pimping it now.
Pimp it, yeah.
Yeah.
Pimp the shit out of that butt.
Yeah.
We should, yeah, I mean, if this butt thing works out, that'll be pretty sweet. And then we can start telling people all about butt and how they can get their own butt.
How they can get their own butt. And they can all, everyone can get up in the butt.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then people will Google how do I get butt, and that'll bring them to the fiends.
Yeah. One of our listeners, I'm not going to say what his name is, but one of them is working at the local dungeon tonight, helping out, setting up ahead of time.
At the local dungeon?
Yeah.
The Gothic Asshole.
The Gothic Asshole. That is funny. The Gothic Castle. The Gothic Asshole. Oh, Gothic Asshole right away.
That's what I said.
You know, the Gothic Castle on that show is supposed to be, there's a place in L.A. called the Magic Castle that's a lot like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
in L.A. or something?
Yeah, it's like invite only, and it's magicians and their friends and movie stars.
Magicians doing magic for other magicians.
Yeah, but it's like, it's elite. It's like a cool place to get invited to. Did you see that there's new episodes of Arrested Development starting in a couple weeks that are Netflix only?
Yes, that is probably going to be the catalyst that enables me to buy Netflix. I'm going to finally break down and do the streaming package only.
They call that the it's the killer app. Yes. Excellent.
And it'll be the killer ad, Arrested Development.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I'm out in the country today. We went out to my wife's grandparents' farm, got their old Persian rug that they were getting rid of, and we went to her aunt's house, and I got a dozen chicken eggs from her chickens that just hang around her backyard.
Really?
So, yeah, it's been a productive trip for me.
Nice. Well, I guess I can, now that you're on here, I can pimp this on Facebook and say, Fiends Live right now, call in.
There you go. Well, I know Kai from the Bad Quaker, she used to complain about not being able to have chickens in her yard, but apparently if you live in Taylor, Texas, you sure as hell can have a normal backyard and have chickens running around it.
Well,
or maybe you can't.
You can't,
maybe
probably. Yeah, you probably can't. They'll probably come take your chickens away. Yes.
Yeah, you can have my chickens when you pry them from my cold, dead hands.
Yeah.
My chickens.
Yeah, worms.
So what have you been up to? You still engulfed in the whole Aurora shooting?
Nah, I think I'm over it, although I think it'll be a topic tomorrow, but I'm cool with it. I'm at peace with it. I made a...
What do you think of Natural News' article questioning whether or not it was sort of a...
False flag?
Provocateur FBI kind of operation.
Yeah, well... I mean, I don't think you could do a false flag like that unless you had, you know, someone from the military volunteering to be the guy who might die. But, you know, they're saying that it was probably like a Manchurian candidate kind of thing where someone was brainwashed and forced into doing it with a combination of drugs and hip hop music or however they do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, wasn't he like an experimental... neuropsychology student.
Yeah, which could be a coincidence. I mean, I sent that to you. I'm not saying I'm debunking it. I'm saying, like, who knows? You can't tell with this stuff.
Have enough evidence to make that case
right
at the day of, obviously.
Right. Although, now that Ben Stone turned me on to the existence of Operation Northwoods, I believe our government is capable of anything. You know, but yeah. and you know, like he said on his conspiracy theory episode, you're going to have to do a lot better than most conspiracy theory people do if you're going to convince me of anything. Like, their evidence is lacking, and their presentation is usually lacking, and their, like, their religiosity is insane. Like, you know, if you don't believe that when the Building 7 went down, you're a horrible American. You know, I'm like, you know, that's not science. Scientists don't say that when they don't have proof of something yet, or good ones don't.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just weird to think of the timing of the whole thing with the UN Small Arms Treaty coming up.
I know. I mean,
upsetting too.
You know, I mean, I think technically that that the at this point, a president of the United States would probably have the so-called power to, like, you know, write an executive order to mandate all guns have to be registered or something like that. I mean, I really don't believe they can just get rid of the Second Amendment overnight, but I think they can make it really hard to use it, you know, because the Supreme Court has proven that, you know, they can have restrictions on it. So in other words, it could be like Canada, you know, where you can register to get a handgun and you can have it in your home, but you can't leave the home with it. And you can't, it's hard to, you know, in some places it's hard to get bullets, et cetera.
Yeah. I could definitely see them trying to do something like that. Mayor Bloomberg was getting on radio and complaining about wanting to see Romney and Obama come up with a plan of action to do something about guns. So,
who said that? Bloomberg?
Mayor Bloomberg from New York.
Yeah, Bloomberg, who's constantly surrounded by armed guards, wants no one else to be protected. Yeah, and like,
freaking hypocrite.
I mean, I've actually heard joking that's pretty funny and maybe true that that who keeps calling? God damn it! Hang on a sec. Let me answering this call. Well, it's obviously someone who's not listening because are you there, Nima?
Hello,
Eddie Free.
Yeah,
I think I just hung up on Nima by accident. That's horrible. If he calls back, I'm gonna see if I can do a three way. Do you know how to do a three way calling on Skype?
No.
So what's up? You put up a video today where you're walking up to some Secret Service members and telling them they're parked illegally. I thought that was pretty bold.
Thanks, man. Yeah, that just kind of fell right in my lap.
Yeah?
Well,
I could tell because you didn't
run into.
I could tell because you didn't have your normal high def camera. You were using a cell phone or something, huh?
Exactly.
You didn't have your camera guy. Were you filming that or was someone walking behind you? I couldn't tell.
Well, I had first filmed the experience with the Secret Service guy, and then I grabbed my camera guy and I said, "Here, hold my phone real quick, match."
Yeah.
And then I just had, you know, we just taped the little quick scene of me walking and kind of my little signature deal, I guess, and slapped it together, threw it up.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah. Well, being in D.C., you know, these opportunities kind of drop, you know, right into your lap. I've had Tom Ridge, you know, walk right in front of me, and Dianne Feinstein. I've seen her a couple of times.
Wait, you're not the guy. You're not the guy that did the confrontation video with Tom Ridge, are you?
No, that's okay. Not me.
Because before I knew who you were, I saw something. I think on like reprinted from Fox where someone walked up. Isn't he the one that someone, he's a congressman, right?
Well, he was the governor of Pennsylvania when 9/11 happened. And he was made head of Homeland Security by George Bush.
Yeah.
Kind of as a symbolic gesture.
You know what's really, effed up about 9/11 in Pennsylvania is they stole a bunch of people's land just because a plane crashed there to like make a, you know, welcome center. I mean, they used, what's it called, when you take someone's land for the government? Eminent domain. Yeah, and they took those farmers' land, and one of them really didn't want to give it up. And, you know,
so I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's one of the least, you know, of all the horrors of 9/11, it's pretty far down the list, but as horrors go, without the other stuff, that on its own is pretty bad.
Well, they're just, that's all they do is steal property. All the land, all the parks, you know?
All the radio frequency, which is why we're broadcasting not on radio right now.
Right. Well, that's it. I mean, they want control of the whole full, you know, electromagnetic spectrum. You know, they're not going to be satisfied until they're regulating every chicken in your yard and every airwave.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's effed up, man. It's effed up. So, do you have any hope for the future that you can lay on us? You know, the blood is one. Go ahead, man.
I do, man. I really do. I think it's just, you know, the weight of the beast. It's not going to be able to sustain itself, and it's just going to eventually just start crumbling away. We'll go second world, third world. Federal government will just eventually just go away and dry up, just like ancient Rome, in my opinion. Does that make any sense? I think you guys lost me.
Yeah. Yeah. You there? Hello, hello. I think we lost him, folks. Let me call Nima back.
Fiend phone. Fiend phone. Fiend phone.
Yo, Eddie, did you get cut off?
Yeah, I did.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just saying that, you know, I think that that America is just going to go the way of Rome. I think it's going to be too heavy to sustain itself, you know, with the warfare and the welfare. It's just not going to be able to carry on the way it is, and it's going to eventually become second world, third world. And the federal government will just eventually just drift away. I mean, we'll just look at statism like we look at any other type of, you know, mythology. You know, we'll just look at it strangely and laugh at it and just see it as that, as some archaic superstition.
That's
does that
pretty,
make any sense?
That's hopeful. I mean, I say that too. Nima says that all the time. I say it and kind of hopefully say it. You know, I when a dog's backed into a corner and starved, it gets meaner, not quieter for a while, you know?
Well, that's true. And I mean, but as the state, you know, as they keep on ratcheting up the police state and peeling back that velvet glove, exposing the iron fist, you know, the resistance, all the resistance is going to rise up. I mean, this is a part of evolution, our evolutionary process. So, you know, I'm not discouraged. I think this is a natural process of humanity to constantly be seeking out liberty and freedom. And, you know, maybe it's a cycle, maybe it's not, but you know, I I'm pretty optimistic, man. I'm pretty optimistic.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
You know, and there's more and more people. There's more and more people that are, you know, like what I did today. You know, go on YouTube and just do any type of search, like cop block search or whatever, and you'll see average, ordinary citizens or people, I hate to say the word citizens, but people that are doing, you know, just the same thing, and it's more and more, and we're seeing more of it, more people rising up and creating their, you know, events and protests, and, man, I'm real positive about it.
You know, I had an interesting kind of, like, spiritual awakening today watching your video. I mean, I don't know if spiritual awakening is the word. I'm not really spiritual, but, like, a little light bulb went off in my head. You posted that video, and it was really cool, and I shared it, and then I immediately commented, is that Georgetown right off Washington or Wisconsin Avenue? And you're like, yeah, damn, you're good. How'd you know that? And it's because I used to work there, you know, a block away from there. I mean, I literally used to stand on that street corner that was behind you there, you know, where that red awning is, but the red awning wasn't there. But I used to stand on that street corner in like 1983. How old are you? When were you born?
Me. I just turned 39.
What year? Today. What year? How old were you in 82?
1970.
Okay.
82.
Yeah.
Gosh, 82. I must have been 7 or 8 years old.
Okay, I was like 19, and I used to stand on that street corner, dressed like a punk rocker, being a punk rocker, and I was homeless. I was living in an abandoned factory that was down by the river at the end of Wisconsin Avenue. That's not there anymore. It's been torn down. There's a church next to it. If you go Wisconsin Avenue, cross it, go down to the park. There's a church on the left. Right next to it, there was an abandoned factory, and we all lived there. And I had a job, but I was homeless. And I used to stand after work with my punk rock friends on that corner, and drink and watch people and discuss like ideas for the future and like what we could do about the government. And they would panhandle. I'd never panhandle because it was not something I was interested in. And I had a job, but they would panhandle for wine. And I remember like sitting on that street corner talking about like, hey, we need to like start an underground newspaper. You know, we need to start a zine. We need to get our word out there. And I had a band, but it wasn't that popular yet. The band later, I was in a popular band, but it was like, I stood on that street corner, you know, when you were seven, thinking like, what could I do for activism? And now with the technology, you know, I mean, if I had the same boldness, you know, if I had a cell phone and the internet back then, I would have done something like you did, but we didn't have the technology. And I'm thinking like, now we have the technology. It still takes guts like you have, and it still takes an idea like you have, but it's easier to get out there. I mean, you know, a friend of mine walked up to a cop and said some ridiculous shit on that street corner, but it wasn't political. It was just like, hey man, do you, it probably was political. It was like, I remember a friend, like, you know, a cop was kind of hassling some homeless guy, and this punk rock guy went up to him and said, hey man, you know, what do you think, you're a big man or something? Cause you got a badge and a gun. And we didn't have the like clarity of thought that you and I have now about what that entails. But he said something like that. There was no camera around, you know, and I'm thinking like, well, now we have the internet and the technology. I'm thinking like, you know, in 5 years, you know, in 20 years from now, what leap forward in technology will we have to where we're going like, remember when we used to just film stuff with cell phones and put it on YouTube? How primitive, you know? I wonder what's going to happen technologically.
I hope it's something like to where we can just hijack the way airwaves and just throw our stuff, you know, up, you know, in the middle of any type of mainstream show or hologram that's going on at the time. I don't know.
And get away with it because it's encrypted or something. I mean, people can do that now, but it's they don't get away with it.
Yeah. Man, what was the music scene like back then?
It was great. You know, I used to go see Minor Threat and Fugazi and Iron Cross and Government Issue and Black Market Baby. I was in a band called The Day I Lost My Virginity. The biggest thing we ever did was open for Iron Cross at a place called Carmichael's. I don't know if it's there anymore.
Man, I opened up for Fugazi. Back in the day, back in, I guess, 1983, I opened up for Fugazi. It was actually the biggest crowd I'd ever sang in front of. There were about 2,300 people.
Wow.
And it was amazing. Those guys were straight edge, actually. You know, you couldn't cuss around them. You couldn't smoke or drink around them.
They
were really cool.
They were straight edge, but I don't know that you couldn't cuss around them.
Well, we were requested not to.
By who? By the promoter?
I think either by their promoter or their manager came back and told our manager, you know, look, these guys are straight edge, don't be cussing around them or drinking.
I think he was...
And we're like, fine, we're just happy to be playing with them. We'll do whatever.
I think he was projecting something that doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in Ian's house and swore, and he didn't throw me out. And, you know, I wanted a cigarette, and he's like, well, you can go out on the porch and have one, you know. And they had ashtrays out there. So he's not a monk, man. He's
Did you ever get to see Bad Brains?
I did not, and I regret. Well, actually, I did when they reunited in like.
I did too. I saw it. That was in the 90s, early 90s,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 90.
I saw that tour.
No, it was like their second or third reunion. It was in like, let me think, 90. Oh, wait, I was still getting high. It was 93, probably.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about
94.
Right.
No, it was later than that. I wasn't getting high because I was working on my DIY or Die movie, and I was clean by then. I got clean in 94. This was probably... like the year 2000, is it possible they toured then? Maybe it was earlier. 98, maybe?
No, actually, you know what? You might be right.
Yeah, I think they did. It was all original.
That was the only time I'd ever seen them.
It was all original.
I was in junior high.
When I saw them, it was all original. Well, they were together when I was in D.C. They broke up soon after I moved there, but they were out touring constantly, so I didn't get to see them in D.C. When I saw them, it was all original members, which I know they did some reunions with, like, a different singer, even. Like, the singer from first singer from Faith No More.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Anyway, I got to open this up for some other callers here. Some other people tried to call in.
Oh, yeah, right on. All right, well, thanks for hitting me up. I enjoyed the conversation, buddy.
Yeah, yep. All right, man. Thanks a lot. Worms.
We will see you soon.
Worms. Bye. All right. I'm going to stop the recording.
Fiend phone.
Fiend, who are you?
Fiend phone.
Hello?
Hey, hello?
Hey, somebody's playing the Fiend phone in the background. Is that you?
I don't think so.
Oh, I think you still had your streaming thing on and there was a delay.
Yeah, I just turned it off. Sorry.
Who's this? Is this Lou?
No, this is Clay, man.
Hey, Clay.
I've been talking to you on Facebook for a long time, man.
Yeah, and then you deleted me by accident and then re-added me. Thank you for re-adding me.
You know what it was? I had a lot of people that were requesting, like, that I play Mafia Wars and whatnot.
Ugh.
So I went through my old Facebook, and I started clearing out people that I don't necessarily talk to anymore, you know? I hit yours by mistake, and I knew I suddenly missed, like, all the anarchist posts on my Facebook, so.
Yeah.
I went and asked to befriend you, so sorry about that.
That's all right. What's on your mind today, Clay?
Hey, man, you were talking earlier about the UN gun thing.
Yeah.
That strikes me as really incredible that people are actually now listening to libertarians when they're talking about the UN, because, you know, people like you and me, we've been saying that for a long time.
Well, there's been pushback against the UN by liberty people for a long time, but they weren't like anarchist liberty people. They were like patriot constitutionalist liberty people. I mean, the John Birch Society was pushing back against the UN from the late 50s, early 60s.
Right. But it's kind of strange now that it's sort of come to a head and, you know, made sense. The thing is that for a long time, there's been a lot of NGOs and whatnot that have gone to the UN and started, you know, pushing this kind of nonsense. And it seems to me that, you know, what's really going on is when they do this kind of stuff is they kind of marginalize the United States.
Yeah.
You know, they say, well, look at what's going on in America. And, you know, if the United States doesn't comply with the gun control stuff, which they've never really been able to do. I mean, they've obviously been pushing a lot of this. I mean, the bullets weren't even cold when Bloomberg or whatnot went on TV and started talking about gun control and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they haven't been able to really get a whole lot of headway as much as they've liked in American politics about gun control. So, of course, they're going to the UN and they're making these statements, well, look at what the United States does with their guns. And
we look crazy to most of the world. I mean, there are gun owners in other countries. I mean, our friend Václav in the Czech Republic, you know, is a gun owner who owns guns legally there and is a recreational shooter and has them for self-defense. But if you read a lot of comments on YouTube and on Facebook and stuff, like, most Europeans, or a higher percentage of Europeans than Americans, think Americans are friggin' nuts for being able to own guns.
Oh, I completely agree. I was working at Yellowstone just about a year ago, and I ran into these like really cool Australian girls. And within 5 minutes, the subject came up, and they started saying, "Oh, you Americans, you guys are nuts. You have got to get your guns under control. This is ridiculous." And I was trying to explain to them, it's like, no, you got to understand that in a country of what are we now, like 330 million
people? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. She's like, I'm trying to explain to them, like, well, one asshole that does something really horrible does not indicate a problem with guns.
Yeah, using logic with people who are using emotion does not work. I've blocked like 4 people on Facebook in the past day. You know, and I don't block people just for disagreeing with me. I mean, I have a friend on Facebook who's a friend in life, like, and I've known him for about 20 years, and I've, you know, visited him in several different cities, and we hang out. And, you know, this guy, Jeff, who was an actual socialist. I mean, he's not I want Obama to make everything better. You know, he's like, Obama's a poser, man. I want socialism. And I like that guy, and I keep him around and talk to him, and I would never delete him because he's never rude and he's never an idiot. And when I present logic to him, if he's in over his head, he's like, okay, I don't really understand this. I'm not going to argue with you on it. Or, you know, he'll argue with me, but he'll use logic if that's possible for a socialist. But, you know, he doesn't. I mean, I was talking to a guy the other day who was like actually a gun owner who was like, you know, I think this just proves why we need more gun control. And, you know, someone said something about Obama, you know, Obama's going to use this for gun control. And someone's, and this guy was like, no, that's not true. Obama's never done anything against guns. And I'm like, yeah, he has. And I enumerated, you know, tried to outlaw, you know, Holder tried to reinstate the assault weapons ban. Obama's EPA tried to outlaw lead ammunition, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he's like, well, yeah, but he's never voted for any gun control. And I was like, yeah, he did four times in when he was an Illinois state senator. And the guy's like, prove it. So I went to factcheck.org and linked into that. And he's like, factcheck.org is not a reputable news organization. And I'm like, well, they are. You're stupid. They're totally respected and nonpartisan, and they just report the facts. And so he's like, no, prove it. And I'm like, okay. So I gave him the Illinois State Senate record of Obama voting on this stuff. And he's like, well, yeah, but that doesn't prove anything. I mean, that law doesn't really encroach. You know, he made me jump through all these friggin' hoops and said, present evidence. And when I did, he went back to like, well, that doesn't prove anything. And I'm like, you don't think that not giving protection to people who use a gun in their home to fight off home invaders is violating the Second Amendment? And he's like, yeah, they can still have guns.
Well, I mean, you were just talking about living in D.C. I mean, D.C. is a perfect example of that. I mean, it's almost impossible to get a handgun in Washington, D.C.
I lived in a really horrible, dangerous neighborhood in D.C. in a really horrible, dangerous time. I lived in Adams Morgan across the street from Malcolm X Park. Anywhere in the nation, if you're across the street from Malcolm X Park, it's not a good neighborhood. And I was living on...
Especially in the 80s.
You know, yeah. Well, this was the summer that the mayor got arrested for crack in an FBI sting and said, bitch, set me up, about the hooker that set him up. If that tells you where the city was at the time. But I lived, if you know DC, I lived at 15th and Belmont Northwest on Belmont.
Okay, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
A neighborhood where you need a gun, and somehow I was just blissfully unaware and, you know, in love and drinking a lot and didn't pay attention to the fact that my life was in mortal danger every time I left the house. And it, was before I had guns. I wouldn't walk down that street now with a gun if it were legal.
I don't know if you've been watching the news, like the local DC news at all, but I mean, there's been a rash of I mean, actually, one guy got shot in the face because they've been robbing people over their iPhones.
You mean like, stealing? I mean, you mean stealing their iPhones or robbing them somehow over the iPhone?
Robbing them for their iPhones. I mean, people walking down the street talking on their phones and whatnot. And one guy actually got blasted in the face with a gun.
Oh my God.
Like a handheld. Wow. You know? I mean, DC, I mean, DC is a lot better, I think, than it used to be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't feel particularly unsafe here, but on the other hand, I mean, there's shit that definitely goes on.
Yep.
And, they make it so hard for people to have, like, personal protection here. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to. You can do it, I think, now. I haven't caught up on the whole rigmarole of it. But they make you jump. It's just like New York City. I mean, they make you jump through so many hoops just to get the permit.
Yeah.
You know? And they do that liberally.
Well, and the only FFL holder in Washington is a member of the Brady campaign.
Right.
Which they did intentionally. So anyway, I got to wrap this up. I got to go get some dinner, but it's good chatting with you and everyone else who's listening. Thanks for calling in. And Neva and I are going to do this live for the Freedom Fiends cast this coming Tuesday at, it'll be 7 p.m. East Coast time. So everyone stick around and wait for that. You know, be around if you want to call in and wait for that announcement. So, yep, there it is.
Good.
Thanks, man.
Sounds good.
Worms, take care.
Yeah, man.
Bye.
Peace.
Well, it's been fun doing this test episode, proof of concept here for the butt transmitter broadcast using this tool. I'll be doing a Freedom Fiends post with this audio tonight of this show, and we'll be posting directions on how to do it for anyone who wants to do it. All right. Thanks, everyone, for calling in, and take care. Worms.
Hello, Freedom Fiends. It's your boy, Dean, from the U.S. Get the U.S. out my bloodstream. I owe me in the include. For me.
The Freedom Fiends podcast is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. Do what you want with it and spread it around. Tell two friends. Make copies. Email it to everyone you know. Go on the site and comment. This is a conversation. Every week, we'll have an exciting new episode where Michael W. Dean and Nima Vadadi weave their own unique take on the way the world works and how to find your place in it. Available from freedomfiends.com. That's freedomfiends.com.
Freedom Fiends is proudly syndicated by Alterati.com and the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Subscribe and tell two friends.
And remember, the only power they have is the power you allow them.